Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. And guess what we are doing today? Today, it's Peace Through Music, 40th anniversary with Dean and Dudley Evanson joining me here today. 40th anniversary. So last week, you all heard me talk about a 50th anniversary. And the 50th anniversary had to do with Stonewall. But when you are somebody or you are someone like they are, Dean and Dudley, and you are tapped on the shoulder, let's say, by something that calls you to bring the most beautiful of beautiful sounds to the planet, it's very special. And to know that 40 years ago, when they founded Soundings of the Planet, when they did that, fast forward to where we are today, you have a venue now where music and the vehicle by which it goes from the artist's instruments to your ears now is almost instantaneous. You know, we're living in a day and time now where we are and have the ability to do so much to quiet, to calm, whatever might be going on. But the music and their travels, and today we're going to talk about the trip to France. But when we think about how one lives one's life in beauty, as they both do, it's very, very special. So it's not just a 40-year celebration of founding something, but it is a 40-year celebration of passion, of purpose, of transformation, of full expression, of the embodiment of peace and bringing a new energy incarnate to the planet, and doing all of this by knowing what it means to produce the most beautiful of beautiful that, like we were talking about in the last show, deeply touches the subconscious. So today's show is about that celebration for them and why what they do is needed more now than ever. Welcome to both of you to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pat. And that's a beautiful introduction. We really appreciate, because our life is so much about purpose and meaning. And that's what we need to discover early on.
And, you know, 40 years ago, right? I mean, look at where we are today. Let's talk about this in the context of your recent trip to France. 40 years ago, I know I wasn't sitting around thinking about how I can digitally play a song that I just downloaded from your website and have it in a device that I could take with me that's the size of a quarter. I mean, I wasn't thinking that. But here we are today. You've gone through so many iterations in this industry that you're in, the music industry, but I must say, not as many iterations as in speaking about peace, because boy, do we need some of this now, right?
Yeah.
Peace through music, that's been our motto since we started. It was just something we came across because we were really looking for inner peace. And it was also a time, you know, just after the Vietnam War, and we were very aware of the wars on the planet and conflicts. And so it sort of tied in. And there often was a kind of a disconnect between inner peace and then world peace. And what we've been trying to do is just bring it all together, because you can't have world peace if you don't have inner peace.
and to make the tools that get us there in ways that are, it's a little more difficult. So what we wanted to make it is more easy to get to the peaceful space.
Yeah, we have to have that, it more easy. It's got to be more easy.
Living in a material world.
Oh, I know. I'm curious about your trip to France, though, right? look, you went to France, and I can only imagine what it's like for both of you to do this and take that trip and to see so many things. Is peace in the air?
Well, I think people are searching. They're searching for some meaning and some sense of spirit. And I think it is everywhere. I mean, that's the challenge, because we do I wouldn't say peace is in the air just yet, but you know, but there's so much stress. And I think that's the thing that people are yearning to overcome, is the stress in their lives. They're so busy. The modern world has really taken over. We're just overwhelmed. And I know personally, I just get overwhelmed by all the things that are going on. I start to worry about what's going on in the world, or maybe politics. And I just need to find a way to calm down and center in, because I can't be functional if I don't have a sense of peace and wellness.
If you quiet yourself down, the peace that comes with that is in everything. It's available to everybody and all of us. And so what can we do personally to help ourselves get to that place? What tools do we need? And what will make it apparent to everybody around us that that's where we're headed, so that they can get on the train too, train.
Music is kind of a bridge. That's why we sort of have gravitated to our music. Of course, Dean's been playing flute since he was 10 years old, so that was a big reason we did music. But the kind of transition into the material world that we're so busy in, and then to some, music is a physical thing. It's actually is vibrational, so it affects us. And so the content and the quality and the intention of the musicians, there's so many aspects that make it meaningful. But just the kind of music we've found, the slower rhythms and nature sounds and those kind of qualities have really been helpful. And people just have been so blessed by it. And we're blessed that they've discovered us big time, especially in this streaming world, because we're available everywhere. And, you know, you can listen. Gene just got 1 billion listens on Pandora, and, you know, you can hear him on Spotify, and you can hear all of us, the Soundings musicians, but just, you know.
Can you hear me?
But that's what I'm talking about. You know, we're talking about, for many people, removing any excuse not to make an attempt to calm the monkey mind. And I think about that, and I think about what it's like in other places of the world, and what it's like to really go and experience and enjoy, and think about what you see, because you both were exposed to some beauty in another country. What was that like?
Oh, it was wonderful. The specific place we went, the high priority place we went, was to Monet's garden.
Oh.
And that's where Monet got his inspiration for doing his lily pads series that he did. And he spent 18 hours a day painting these flowers around him, and brought that beauty into the art world for all to see. And he brought out the peacefulness of it, the quietude of it.
It was a therapy for him. Yeah. In fact, during World War I, he was painting what they call the Grand Decoration, and it was these very large, wide paintings of the lily pads in his water garden. He had flower gardens and water gardens. So we got to spend 5 days in each, you know, videotaping. Wow. And Dean was just there every day.
Wow. Speaking about peace, during World War One, he didn't quit. He kept on painting, and the war was going on around him and the towns around him, but he didn't give up.
Well, it was there, like I say, it helped heal him because he was so concerned about what was happening. Some of his kids were involved in the war, and war is just not a good thing. And so the paintings were a quality that, or a gift in a way,
yeah.
A gift to his estate.
Yeah, it's so interesting we're talking about this too, because you all took some footage, right? I mean, you took some video.
Oh. Yes, we spent 5 days doing video in the garden, and we're just putting it together now. We just actually, I got a chance to watch it all.
Nice.
Yesterday, and today we're going to be doing some more work on it.
Are you going to be releasing it for the public? Tell me, do you have plans, or putting the cart before the horse, so to speak?
We'll be having some teasers come out.
It's
going to be a full-on, hour-long video that we'll make. But you can go to our YouTube channel, Soundings of the Planet, and we'll be showing sneak peeks of it, because we just can't hold it back. It's just too beautiful.
No.
It was so magical to be in his home. Now, Monet is interesting because he lived in the country. A lot of the painters of that era were living in Paris or living in other cities. And he chose to live in Giverny, which is a couple hours away from Paris. And it's just a beautiful little town. We stayed a half a block from where he lived. And every day we would walk down to the gardens and go in and with many, many thousands of tourists. So that was the other thing, is there were many tourists. We discovered if you go in at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and stay till when they kick you out at 6, we could get a lot of pictures of the Japanese bridge and the water lilies and in the gardens with nobody. So I was concerned that we were going to even be able to get video because there are so many tourists there. But of course, we were tourists too. but we found the little trick of just going in later, and we were able to find some really quality settings with nobody in them, and went into his home.
Wow.
I mean, he was also a family man. He had children. He and his second wife, they had maybe 6 kids, I think, together. And they lived there for 40 years in that place. It was just so amazing that they were able to... He was able to be a family man. He was successful in his own lifetime. Now that's something that's kind of nice for an artist to have recognition.
Yep.
And then to be able to produce a lasting and enduring art. And it's probably one of the best
things. He was very instrumental in convincing or helping other artists see that Impressionism, the method of expression that he was using, was worth getting into. And he was a great proponent of Impressionism.
Mm-hmm. Well, he went out every day and he would paint. He's catching the light. He's catching the changing seasons. And that's what Dean does with his video. And that's why I really think that it's been interesting to see how similar Dean is to Monet in terms of wanting to capture the light. We live by the river. We have our own gardens. In fact, we discovered that we have a lot of the same plants, the rhodies and the azalea, the lilies. And we have so many of the same plants, and I want to plant more because we got a real inspiration from his garden. It's vast. Ours is tiny compared to his. But Dean is out whenever the sun is shining. He loves to go out and videotape.
Even when it's not shining.
Yeah, you do get some.
I was just going to say. Yeah, actually, some of the most beautiful scenery here where we live doesn't require sunshine. And that's really what's so powerful, I think, about living here. You know, at least I find that for myself. I'm always in awe. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about over a 40-year period, maybe perhaps in the spirit of Monet. You know, what is it that happens when you've created what has been created by both Dean and Dudley? What happens in that? What do your peers look at? What do they say about your work? And we're going to talk about that in the context of something I think that you both just said. What is it about times of stress, of war, of conflict, that perhaps, I'm not saying always, that perhaps brings out the best, the most creative, the most powerful of messaging, artistry, paintings, music in the world? What is it about those times that inspires each and every one of us to really open up to the energy and the atmosphere of positive change despite what's going on around us? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. Peace Through Music, 40th anniversary with Dean and Dudley Evanson. And one of the things I want to say is I want to make sure everybody here knows that you can find out more about them. You can go and listen to music. You can download it. The website I have is soundings.com, but you gave out a YouTube site. Can you give that out again?
Well, our company's name is Soundings of the Planet.
Yes.
So you search Soundings of the Planet on YouTube. We have a channel. It's got lots and lots of videos. And you'll see a lot of Dean's videos from the various gardens around here and nature and the river that we live next to. And when we're in Florida, we videotape the ocean. And he loves to videotape nature. So, And we're going to be starting a new channel soon. It's going to be called Mindful Media. And it's going to be more interviews and documentaries, because Dean and I started doing video in 1970. So we're celebrating 40 years of music with our company, but we literally started doing video 50 years ago.
Right.
When we got a video camera. So we are kind of odd in that we're not just musicians. We have a whole history of videos, and they have interviews with Native Americans and gurus and healers and environmentalists and all sorts of contexts.
We took our camera into many different places that cameras hadn't been before. And because we were interested, we wanted to find out what was going on and what was developing this new, the new ways of thinking. And what better way than to go right into the center, the core of whatever organization or group was, and record them and avail themselves of the recording if they wanted it. But we were collecting and playing back this information of how the new thinking was happening.
Yeah.
The new way thinking. And it was very exciting, and continues to be. It's a continuous process of discovering what is alive and why is alive and how is alive.
I got to ask you both a question.
Well, the cameras then were.
I was just going to ask you about that. But, you know, as we reflect upon this, you've been recognized by, and you discovered this, I guess, when you were in France, you're winners of multiple visionary awards, right? So here you are, and you're out there in France, you're enjoying yourself, and you find out that, wait a minute, you have won multiple awards in this, here we are, 40 years, and you won them in a number of different categories. So here's my question for both of you. How did that feel when you heard that? And how does it sort of bring, you know, 40 years together for each of you? I mean, it's one thing to go about our business and do what we do, but it's another thing too to be recognized by our peers. How was that? How did that feel for you?
Well, it's always great to be honored and appreciated for what we do. So we've known, previously been recipients of awards through this organization. It's the Coalition of Visionary Resources. And so, of course, we were thrilled that our book, Quieting the Monkey Mind, won 3 different medals. I think we got bronze in the Best Health and Healing book, cover illustration, won silver, and the cover itself, which our son helped do and our artist Bob Peltro produced. That was exciting, because we really want our book to be recognized, because people think of us as musicians. They don't even know that we've written a book. And then some of the other ones I'll just say quickly were, oh, this is exciting. Prayers on the Wind, Native American and Silver Flutes. This is an album Dean did with Peter Ali, who is a Native Moroccan flute player, and he played wooden flutes while Dean played silver flutes, and that won gold, and we're just thrilled about that. And then we also, many people don't even realize we have a podcast, so Soundings Podcast is that also won gold, and my blog Healthy Living Dreams is right there on the front page of our soundings.com website. So I've been blogging for years, thanks to my friend Brett Steelhammer, who's been nudging me. When are you going to start your blog? Have you started your blog? Have you done a new blog post? So I finally got going with it. And we just have so much information to share. So it was fun. And that the blog actually won Electronic Media of the Year. So all those awards came slamming through, and we were like, yay. It's just fun to be recognized.
It's wonderful, because it helps us get our music out. It helps us with the intention that we have of bringing more peace on the planet. And it's another step, another broad stroke sweep of energy that we can share with others. It's another thing to say, tap someone on the shoulder and say, check this out. And so we are very honored to be able to do that and win these prizes and awards.
But it's just also to know that we have all these different avenues that we're really reaching out in. I mean, musicians are just musicians. Some people might be videographers. Some people might be bloggers. But we've got like blogging and podcasts and video.
Yeah.
We're just going for it. And we're in our mid-70s.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you got to go for it. People look at me and they're, I was talking about this the other day on air, and it's like, I'm just warming up. And I get the sense you both are kind of in that realm, right? And I think we go through different evolutions of things, but it's like I'm firing up again, right? Do you know what I mean?
Yes, we're on.
Well, we've gone through ups and downs of soundings. And okay, so talk about a business situation.
Yeah.
Literally starting from scratch.
Yeah.
Bellinger Cassettes is what meets. Then we graduate, we go to Body, Mind, Health and Massage and Spa conferences and author conferences. And then something happens in the 2000 and everything goes down. It was just, I think it was that election snafu that we didn't know who the president was. So we lost our biggest customer, Natural Wonders. We used to sell a lot through them. So that went down. And then it just went down, down, down. And we're like, holding on for dear life, downsizing. And then we got a knock on the door one time. It was like the IRS guy coming, oh, you owe $80,000. But that was from an old thing that our accountant said, oh, don't worry, just keep paying, it'll be okay. But it was when we couldn't pay. But he said we should declare bankruptcy. And we're like, no, this is our baby. We are not going to leave our creditors high and dry, like certain
people. And our musicians who we were paying and still pay.
Yeah. So we decided to go ahead and work out the payment plan. And so then we kept going. And then, you know, things change. The technologies have changed. One thing I'll say about any, well, particularly music, stay with the technology. Because if you're not, it's going to sweep you away. Because we've gone through so many different iterations. And we're fortunate that we have a team that, and that's the other thing I want to say is that we have the most amazing team of helpers who are, you know, right there with us, getting it organized, keeping us on track and doing all sorts of things. So we're employing people. People say, oh, can you earn a living doing music? Well, actually, yeah, we do. So do the people who work for us. So do our musicians. So we've been successful enough that we've been able to, you know, kind of keep it going that way. And right now, I think we're at a really nice point. Our granddaughter's even helping us and her friend. And we're just enjoying that collaboration because it's a family. Our the people who work for us are like our family. And we're just having fun. And they keep us on track. We, you know, try to do what we're supposed to do.
How's that working for you? Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about sometimes, we try to do what we should be doing. But what if you're creative? What if you are out there? What if you are looking at the world at large and being plugged in and being engaged? Well, that's what Dean and Dudley are doing. Because when we come back, we're going to tell you about some of their upcoming fabulous events. Really cool stuff, 40th anniversary stuff, too exciting. And then we have got to give someone out there fabulous music by Dean and Dudley. That and so much more when we come back. But most importantly, when you work with generational people, when you work with masters, when you work with others in the community of peace sharing, your life changes. But how does the world change? We'll talk about that too when we come back. We'll be right back.
Often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go to ignite the life you deserve. Visit GetRootedRadio.com and tune in.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Listen, Benny, let's go ahead and we've got something to give away. Let's give away Peace Through Music 40th Anniversary Collection CD, Dean Everson Soundings Ensemble. We're going to be giving that away. Let's do that first. 1-800-930-2819. Amazing, folks. 1-800-930-2819. And so I want you to go to soundings.com. So that's how you're going to find about that. And then pretty much you can like Google them. And if you Google them, they're going to come up a lot of places. And check out the music, because it is what we were talking about during the break, right? And Kat, we have to save that break chit chat we just did, because we were reflecting upon a time, you know, myself growing up in New York, Cafe Wa. You know, things that when you sit down and you try to explain to a generation just by language, you cannot. But the capture video the way you have, and then to capture the essence of that with music and really be looking at what it means to have worked with masters, continue to work with masters. And that's something you're doing now. It really is the stuff that changes the world. Dean, Dudley, right?
Yeah.
Well, We've been magnets for the most fabulous musicians, I think, in the world. And we're just so fortunate that from the very beginning, collaborating with wonderful cellist Jonathan Kramer, and then Tom Barabas, Hungarian pianist, classically trained, and then Our dear friend D. Rachel, who plays harp, she lives in Mexico, and then Scott Huckabee. All these people are going to be coming to our concert in September. So I'm going to jump into that one, but that's kind of exciting. So September 28th in Bellingham, we are going to be having a live in-person concert with a lot of our friends, dear friends from the years are flying them in, and they're going to be performing along with Peter Ali, who lives in Bellingham, Phil Heaven, Burke Mulvaney, different people that possibly Tim Alexander, who's with Primus. He's the drummer for Primus. He's on the Net of Indra, which is another fabulous album. So that's happening September 28th. But jumping back to this July concert is with Deobrat Mishra. He is a 11th generation Indian sitar master.
Yep.
And for years, we brought him to Bellingham with his father, Pandit Shivnath Mishra. And the two of them, two sitars playing together, was amazing. But now his father's staying home and running their school. They do a school for classical Indian music. And so this whole concert is a benefit for this amazing school, which is the whole point of it is to keep classical Indian music alive. And that's what they've dedicated their lives to, because typically it's passed on from generation to generation. But then what happens is the people can't afford to keep doing it. They need to go out and sell stuff on the street. So they lose it. Now, what the Mishras are doing is educating the children, keeping that tradition alive. And Deobrat Mishra is performing with his nephew, who is Prashant Mishra, and he is the most incredible tabla player you've ever heard. So the two of them are touring in the Pacific Northwest, June and July, and we are very fortunate to have them for a couple of dates. July 21st is going to be a private concert out in the county, and then July 27th at the Bellingham Unitarian Fellowship. So that's a little plug for that, because we really hope people come out for it. He's just so exciting.
Yeah. And how do people tell us how they get to, are there tickets? How do they find out more about this?
You can get tickets. The best way is to go to our website. And if you go soundings.com/Mishra-concert, that's going to get you to all how to buy the tickets, where everything is, and that sort of thing. So it's soundings.com/Mishra-concert, and that'll get you where. Otherwise, go to soundings.com and just you'll find it all over the place.
Yeah, and the reason I'm loving what you all are doing is it really does bring me back, and it brings me back to a time in my life where, you know, we're talking about peace through music, and I think you said something. I think it was Dudley. I think you said something about Monet, about the fact that even during the war, his expression got greater and greater and greater. And I found that true, too, as you and I, the three of us, were kind of reminiscing about what it was like being in New York, you know, during the 60s, right? And I was really struck by two things that really brings me to talking about what you both are doing. One was, I was really struck by how these small cafes, right? And we're starting to see more and more of that. We see a lot of it in the Seattle, Western Washington area, but how these small places like Cafe Wa, how they opened up to a new generation, and how the power of the music came through to transcend, to really help bring a powerful message. And I remember, it was 66, I saw Richie Havens at the Cafe Wa. And honestly, you didn't know who these people were. But let's talk about today and the power of your music. Because see, for me, even though you're doing a 40-year anniversary, what you're doing now and what you're bringing to the world now is just as important from my perspective, as those people were back in that generation. I want to ask you about that so that we could talk about how a healing summing, how peace through music, you know, how we can shift the vibration and bring messaging that are powerful to the tune of peace and transformation.
Well, what we think about becomes what we involve our brain in and spend time mellowing out with, or hopefully mellowing out with. That's what becomes our life. And the more we can bring music into that, because of its direct connection to the vibrations of the whole world, everything's a vibration. It's all vibration. And music has power because it's dealing with, especially acoustic music, dealing with changing the vibration on a very physical level. And so the beauty of it is that it's inherent in the physical stuff that we live in. It's related, and we're all related. And I believe that within the stuff of that we're living in is a energy that wants to do better.
Yeah.
Itself, wants to bring peace into the world, wants to bring creation. I mean, creation is the most exciting thing for most animals, including humans. How do you create? Well, that's a whole story there. That's a whole environment. And that's connected to that basic essence of life that wants to become greater than it is and opens up to that. And music is an expression of that. Music is the multiplier of the energy of peace and love.
You know, let me ask you both this question, because I know you're planning the Sound Healing Summit, Peace Through Music. You know, I know you're planning these. Let's take a moment, if we could, and I'm going to skip the next break. Let's take a moment and let's build the landscape for this now. You know, I think we are in a time that you referenced before where, based on things happening in the world, in our country, there is a call energetically, consciously, subconsciously, there is a call. And that call is for some energy to come forward to really activate this. And I wanted to ask you about that, because it sounds like that's what you both are doing. It sounds like you've been doing it, but you're doing it now in a time where the vibration of this is so needed. Tell me a little bit about the Sound Healing Summit, because that's super important. But more importantly, it's going to be available and accessible to people like everywhere, right?
Well, this is something we're really excited to be part of. We've been invited to be presenters. It's called the Sound Healing Summit, and it's put on by the Shift Network. You may have heard of the Shift Network. And if you go there, shiftnetwork.com. Search them out. This is happening September 10th through 12th. So Dean and I will be just one of about 25 presenters in that grouping. And it kind of is fun because it's reflecting what we've been working on our whole lives, is the healing aspects of music. And that's, I think, what you were getting at before, of how this kind, particularly this kind of music that we do, the more peaceful, relaxing, soothing music, has found a place in people's lifestyle, because we live such busy, stressed out lives that we really need something to bring us to the ground, bring us to earth. And that was what, of course, Dean initially recording the nature sounds. That was kind of a new thing when it happened in 1979. It was the first time that had happened. Not the first time nature had been recorded, but the first time nature had been recorded and peaceful music had been combined with it. So we really that very first album we did, Desert Dawn Song, kind of was a door opener for that whole movement. And so being invited and honored to be part of the Sound Healing Summit is very exciting to us. So that's, I think, it's going to, Jonathan Goldman will probably be involved in a number of different that we know.
Yeah. But isn't this what we were talking about when we started? You know, when I kind of made the comment about the fact that, you know, back in the day, in order for me to actually have any experience, I would have to get on a couple of trains and a subway, a couple of subways and a bus and get downtown to experience it. Now we have so much at our fingertips to plug into to create our own conscious creation of energy and peace. And that's really part of the conversation as well. I want to ask you, this question about the new album, if we could, the Peace Through Music 40th Anniversary Collection. I'm just so curious about what that was like, putting that together, what that experience was like.
Well, it was very heartening, actually, to put it all together and just let it be and listen to it as it flowed from one status, one time zone of soundings to the next one, to the next one. And it was surprising to listen to it.
It has a cohesiveness, even though it's from a 40-year period, literally from Desert Dawn Song to the latest one with, Net of Indra and Prayers on the Wind. So it's just been a journey through time and an appreciation for the fabulous musicians that we have been honored to work with over the last 40 years. Mm. So it turns out that you can listen to it over and over. Alexa, turn on Dean Evanson.
Right. I think that's exactly what I was saying.
I know you're talking about the availability of everything, not having to get on the train or the bus. But, you can, the Sound Healing Summit we were talking about, it's going to be available online. And I believe it'll be available probably for free. I'm not sure. I think it might be for free for those 2 days, but there are going to be all kinds of upgrades where you can, because you're going to not be able to listen to everything. So you're going to want to probably buy a few extra things. But the 40th anniversary one it flows. I've been listening to it a lot lately when I do my yoga, and it just so works, even though it's over a 40-year period, and each track is unique. And I think that's what's kind of fun, because we've worked with such a diverse group. Deo Bratmistra is also on it. I mentioned some of the other artists, but pretty. Li Xiangqing is a Chinese musician that we collaborated with and over the years, Tao of Healing and Tao of Peace. Beth Quist is a fabulous vocalist. There's a track with her on the chakra meditations and tones. So it's just like shortened versions of 20 different tracks, but they flow.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so glad you brought this up, because one of the things that we should talk about is the fact that, at least from my perspective, what I've noticed about music, and I'm going to be real global about that, but especially when we're talking about the kind of music we're talking about here, is the level of diversity that we're now seeing in the artists from all over the world really coming together. People of color, people from different generations. This is really... back when you go back 40 years, there was the group then, right? There was that group. But now when we look at who's coming to the party, right? What would you say about the level of diversity, not only of people, individuals, but of the music, of the instruments, about what they're bringing, right? About the range of creativity now to create music that may be a far leap from watching Bob Dylan turn on that electric guitar for the first time and make everybody angry at him. Mm-hmm. But what are we talking about now from your perspective about the people that are now coming to the party?
It's so amazing to go online and have a song being played there in Australia, somebody's doing the vocal in England, someone else is doing the rhythm in Sebastopol. It's just you feel it. These people who put that kind of music together, it reaches way in.
Well, we're in a time, obviously, with one world. We're in a one world period where we have access to every bit of information that ever existed. Google it, you Google it, you know, and so, but in our case, working with the musicians that we've worked with over the years, we've been blessed to, like I say, China, Native America, Tibet, Hungary, you know, France, Mexico, Morocco, you know, just all the different places that music is created is coming together. It's that time of a really feeling the oneness of our planet and the importance of honoring this beautiful planet that we live on and the fragility of it, because we're really quite a lot of people that are using quite a lot of resources. So that's really a passion for us, is trying to find a balance and try to create a sustainable world. So music that we've been doing is just one way of kind of bringing it together, but it's a blessed time that we live in, and we can, you know, it's a time we make it or break it.
It is a time we make it or break it. And I'll tell you, there's nothing that gets me more riled up than to hear options right now from our politicians or people running for office that are half measures to taking care of the environment. There's nothing really like that gets me more fired up about that. And maybe it's because we know too much. You know, I have a science friend who says, Pat, just telling you, think about what we're measuring on the earth. Think about the earth, how the earth is talking to us. Think about how the earth is crying. And, you know, when I stop to think about that, and then I think about the music, the healing music that you both play, you know, those sounds that resonate with the world of possibilities, I think that is what we all have to step up to. And that's what you both are stepping up to. So I want to congratulate you both for everything. And I think one of the things we have to do for folks is, I know you've got a couple of concerts coming up, July 27th, then you got the Sound Healing Summit. Is there one place people can go to look at, where are they? Where are Dean and Dudley now?
Soundings.com. Simple. We've had our website since the beginning of websites, and it's a one-word website, soundings.com. Go there and you can find all sorts of things. So, and of course, follow us on Facebook, Soundings of the Planet. Follow us on Instagram, Soundings of the Planet, or Dean Evanson or Dudley Evanson. So we're all over social media. Sign up for our various, outlets. We're pretty strong in reaching out. We've stayed really engaged in the next iteration of communication. So we're available. Just type out Dean Evanson, Evenson, and you'll find us everywhere. But soundings.com, we'll have all sorts of dates, times, and places.
Well, thank you. I know we got a few minutes left. I got to ask each of you, look, you have a lot going on. I don't know how anybody keeps up with you, but I want to ask you what your personal message is. What would you each like to leave us with today? And thank you for all that you do.
I love this earth. I love the energy. Get in touch with oneself and get that smile going.
I like living with this guy.
And you won't regret it. It will make your life amazing.
There are tools for healing that are available to all. And they're the classic forgiveness, love, compassion, you know, they're available to all. So don't let go of people, hold on, love each other, be kind. You know, it's nothing new. It's just that you really need to do it. And I think if you can, you'll find that your life turns out a lot better.
It works.
It does work. Well, thank you both. Wow. Thank you both so much. We look forward to actually getting up in front of you and getting some of that music on Thank you both.
I hope you come to Bellingham and visit.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be amazing. I am so looking forward to it. Yeah, for those of you out there, look, we now know what the vibrations can do to change not only what goes on the outside of the planet, but what goes on the inside. And go to soundings.com and check it out, because music is transformative. And so are Dean and Dudley. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. We'll see you next time.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you.